Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Sarah Bélanger-Martel, General Manager for Musée Ambulant, to share some exciting news for our audience about a new art project to share with the population. Many of you may remember Musée Ambulant, a small group of really fun people who are a nomadic arts museum, which had visited the schools in Lourdes de Blanc-Sablon, Old Fort, and St. Paul's River in February 2019. Hi, Sarah. Nice to be chatting with you again.
Yes. Hi. Hello, everyone, again.
Wonderful. You guys were so much fun when you were here, and I know everyone enjoyed the experience who participated in your fun workshops.
Yeah, we did too. That's why we were looking forward to coming back. And we didn't know it was going to be possible, but at last, here we will be coming very soon.
Okay, so maybe you can begin by telling us about the exciting new art project that you're working on.
Yeah, definitely. So this time around, we're coming with a different project. So some of your listeners might have seen us with our small pop-up tents last time. We had some artworks that we brought around to the schools here. But this time, we brought different projects that put together artworks and new technologies. So we have artworks in virtual reality, augmented reality. We have digital drawings and stop motion. So we're bringing all sorts of new, different, exciting contemporary artworks with us. And this project is also bringing some colis d'art, which is a new endeavor for us at Musée Ambulant. Colis d'art are little packages that contain each an original artwork and some materials to create. And so people from the Lower North Shore will be able to get some of those colis d'art during our tour as well. So we're doing a tour of all the small communities and hopefully reaching out to as many people as possible.
And everyone, Sarah and I were speaking before the interview, and CFBS is actually going to have like two a week for the month of December to give away, right, Sarah?
Absolutely. So we hope that there's going to be lots of fun. We'll send you over the different ones from our collection. We now are launching the 8th colis d'art of our series, and so different ones will be available.
Great. So when you do come, which communities will you be visiting, and when are you thinking this is going to take place?
Well, actually, this time around, last time we only had the chance to visit three communities on the Lower North Shore, and that left us with just a hunger to come back. So this time it's a big tour. We're leaving from Sept-Îles actually next Monday, so on the 22nd, and we will be stopping over in different communities, but also reaching out to communities. Even if we just stop with the boat, we're taking the Bella des Gagnés to come and visit different communities. So we'll be stopping over in Harrington Harbor on the 25th and 26th. And then we will be in Unamen-Chipu from the 27th up to the 1st of December before stopping over at Saint-Alabalène and La Tabatière just very shortly, but taking some time in Saint-Augustin and Pacouas-Chipu between December 3rd and up to December 6th. And then we are coming back to Lourdes de Blanc-Sablon from December 7th onwards, and we're going to be visiting St. Paul River and also going to see people in Lanceau in Labrador. So it's going to be a big tour. Basically, we're leaving next Monday and we're back for Christmas.
Exciting. And when you are in the communities, is it just for the students or can everyone participate?
Well, that's the beauty of it. When we are coming to a community, if we stay for a few days, it's really nice. We will have some open community events, mostly in the evening. So during the day, we'll aim at seeing all the students in the local elementary and high schools. But in the evening, we'll have events planned so that everybody can attend. Families can come in as well. We have a few events planned also in Pacouas-Chipu, where it will be announced very shortly. So the idea is that if we come here, really we can see as many people as possible, and as many people as possible can try those new exciting experiences that we're offering this time.
And can you tell me, how much does it cost to be a part of the project? And what is the value of each of these fun little colis d'arts that you were talking about?
Well, the project is entirely free. We were super lucky to get...
Free?
Great funding, absolutely.
Wow.
From the Canada Council for the Arts. So they're supporting this tour, which we have been planning for the past few years, actually.
Wow.
Originally, we wanted to come over with La Route Blanche by Ski-Doo, but... Since the weather is not so certain, we don't want to miss it, and we decided to come by boat. But all the activities are offered for absolutely for free, and even the corridor, which each corridor is sold for $85 each, but we're giving them out for free, and we'll be sending over 130 corridors through the North Shore, and these are really fun packages where you can actually see an original work, but also get some nice tools that you can work with. It's good for families, children, but also adults to just experiment with a new medium, a new technique, and be able to keep those this fantastic artwork and the tools to create some more. So I think it will be really nice to send that over all across the Lower North Shore.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So Sarah, we thank you very much for joining me today, and of course by sharing the information to promote the Cully Dart Project. CFBS is going to look forward to working with you guys to make sure everyone's aware of when you're coming and where the events will be held.
Yeah, and we can, and if people want to follow up our tour, we will be posting a lot of images and some dates of the open community events on our Facebook page and on our Instagram page as well.
Oh, great. We'll share it on our Facebook page as well for you guys.
Fantastic. And we're looking forward to seeing you soon.
Oh, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
And everyone, that was Sarah Bélanger-Martel, and she is the general manager for Musée Ambulant, sharing some exciting news with our audience today about the new art project, Cully Dart, or Art Parcels, which is a collection of special boxes containing an original artwork. And people on the Lower North Shore are going to get to participate in this really fun event. So we're super excited to be able to promote this with our listeners. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.